fantastic, fantastic, amazing round of 16 debate. Now let's move on to yet another one. I'm excited about the debaters that we have up next. Once again, huge thank you to Webster University Ghana, our prize sponsor. Huge thank you to obiwizi.com. Huge thank you to RLG Communications, who will be providing 4 tablets for the 4 finishers, the top 4 at the end of this tournament. And all our contestants have already gotten a goodie bag from Storm Body Spray. A big thank you to Booker Hot, our hospitality partner. Booker Hot, by the way, has a new branch that just opened in Ikoyi. So if you are in Ikoyi, there's a new outlet popping up there. It's going to open September 1 on the I Beg to Differ finale day. It's at the Ikoyi Plaza on number 31 Awolowo Road. So make sure you show up hungry and make sure you eat quite a bit. Now let's debate. Let me introduce our contestants. Our first debater is our number 10 seed. He is 12 years old. He's a veteran of I Beg to Differ. The first time we met him was in 2021. He was knocked out during the quarterfinals. The second time we met him was in May. He was knocked out again in the quarterfinals. Ebule Timothy Chukwuebuka, good to have you back on I Beg to Differ.
Thank you, Ma.
He's 12 years old and he's in year 8 at Bijamik Private School. Our second debater is our number 8 seed. He's a 15-year-old SS2 student, also from Aworia Jeremy Senior Grammar School. His name is Okorie Kingsley Chinemerem. Welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you, Ma.
All right, the contestants have been told the rules, but let me repeat those rules again. Hopefully you didn't write any points on your pieces of paper. Can I see your pieces of paper, please? Thank you. All right, good. So you will each first get 3 minutes to present your positions. And then you will each get another 2 minutes in the rebuttal round to address the points your opponents made. Remember that this is not the playoffs. This is the main event. And that means no do-overs if you make an error. The clock is the clock. Our panel of judges will score both rounds based on number, quality, and originality of unique points made. If you repeat a point, your score will not increase. Clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation will earn you points for style. Number of opponents' points addressed, very important. The strength of your rebuttal of each point, also very important. If your scores are tied, there'll be a tiebreaker round. You'll switch sides. You have 3 minutes to debate in favor of your opponent's position. You'll be scored for all new points you make that your opponent missed, and then you'll be scored for new rebuttals to your own original points. Both of you already know your topic. Children under the age of 18 should not have access to social media. Now let's decide who supports and who opposes. I've got a coin to decide this. Kingsley, you are our number 8 seed, so you are going to choose either heads or tails. If the coin lands on the one that you choose, you're going to support the motion. If it lands on the other side, you'll oppose the motion. Are you ready? Yes. Let's decide. Flip, choose.
Tail.
Tail. Heads it is. All right. So we have Ebule Timothy Chukwuebuka debating that children under the age of 18 should not have access to social media. We're going to take a break. When we come back from this break, we'll debate.
The debaters are ready.
My name is Atikede Bura.
My name is Adam
Rabo. My name is Brian McClement.
My name is Ola Princess.
The panel of judges are ready.
The judges have decided.
The prize money is ready. 1 million naira. There's only one question left, Lagos. Are you, the audience, ready? It's the August edition of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament.
In my research, Nigeria sets against an increasing number of skilled workers.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Join me from August 8th as the best student debaters go head to head.
There are different safety measures that Okada riders do flaunt.
Weekdays at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is supported by Webster University, RLG Communications, obiwizi.com, Booker Hot, and Storm Body Spray.
All right, then, time for round one, the presentation round. Let's start with the motion supporter, our number 10 seed, veteran of I Beg to Differ. 12 years old in year 8 at Vijamic Private School, Ebule Timothy Chukwebuka. Your 3 minutes start now.
In this fast-paced generation, children and the internet are inseparable. But the question now is this new trend healthy for children under the age of 18? Good day, moderator, my highly esteemed panel of judges, my accurate timekeeper, my disputing co-debater, and my attentive listeners. My name is Ebule Timothy from Pyjama School, and I'm 12 years old. I'm here to strongly support the motion which says that children under the age of 18 should not have access to social media, as my following point to clearly prove. Firstly, we sometimes feel inferior to our online friends, and the need for some of us to be accepted by our Facebook friend has driven a lot of us into depression. Secondly, some of us spend a lot of time on social media checking what our friends are sharing and posting, and this has led to anxiety and sleep deprivation. Although my opponent does not know that good mental health is important for personal life, study and career. Also, a lot of us have been victims of cyberbullying. Some of us do not know how to control emotions when we are being insulted or body shamed, and this has led to psychological problems like low self-esteem, isolation, and some of us even become suicidal. And this leads me to my next point, which is the fact that some of us get disconnected from the real world into an entirely virtual world. We tend to have online friends only, a visit site our parents do not approve of. Thirdly, sporting activities are now becoming old-fashioned due to the excessive use of social media among us. Also, although my opponent don't know that if we do not engage in sporting activities, our bodies cannot produce endorphin, which prevents depression. Also, social media is now a very sexualized and aggressive place, ranging from celebrities posting half-naked pictures of themselves to pornography. And by law, you have to be at least 18 before you can buy pornography. According to psychologist Albert Badura, younger children, especially boys, when exposed to aggression, are most likely to imitate it. So why should children under the age of 18 have access to social media? Also, from a very early age, we're all taught not to talk to strangers, but don't children under the age of 18 talk to strangers online, simply because they lie about their age and identity? Also, we are not wise enough to know when a child predator is trying to lure us into a trap, even with serious counseling from our parents. Even if we protect ourselves, we are not really safe because social media holds a lot of information about us, like our phone number, house address, and school address. Also, children under the age of 18 are still going to school, which means that their attention will be divided during teaching hours because they will be remembering what they watch on social media. Lastly, social media, there are a lot of influencers online who lie to us and make us have expectations that cannot be met. In conclusion, Social media has made a lot of children to lack the ability to engage with others and themselves deeply. Some of us tend to live for perfect Instagram photos only, while missing out on the experience of the actual event, which might be having vacation or dinner with families or friends. With all this want of mine, you all must agree with me that children under the age of 18 should not have access to social media. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Timothy. Well done. All right. His opposer is our number 8 seed, 15 years old, in SS2 at Awaria Jeremy Senior Grammar School, Okorie, Kingsley Chinemerem. Your 3 minutes start now.
Good day, moderator, panel of judges, accurate timekeeper, and my co-debater. My name is Okorie Kingsley. I am an SS2 student of Awaria Jeremy Senior Grammar School, and I oppose the motion which states children under 18 years should not have access to social media. The social media refers to virtual platforms and networks, which allows users to create, share and exchange information and ideas virtually. Examples of social media platforms are Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram, Twitter, etc. Children under 18 years should have access to social media because the social media provides content that motivates, encourages and educates people. Most youth have been positively influenced through these contents on the social media. The social media is a source of entertainment amongst users. With the use of the social media, young people can be occupied and entertained. Teenagers won't be in isolation, and this would be of a great benefit to their social lives. The social media helps to prevent loneliness for people who are idle, as they can be entertained by watching funny videos on different video sharing social media platforms. More so, electronic learning. Most teenagers are students, and in this digital world we presently live in, students don't need to always attend physical lessons in school, as we saw during the COVID-19 pandemic. Students don't also need to miss lessons whenever they are absent from school, as they could connect digitally to their class, thereby not missing out on what have been taught for that day. An example of an app that propels this is the Echo Digital. The Lagos State government has invented this educational application to aid students academically. Social media platforms like Quora also enable young students to ask questions centering on academics and receive answers from professionals in that subject. Students can make research online on what they have been taught in school, and this would be of a great benefit to their academics. Furthermore, children under 18 years should have access to the social media because the social media acts as a tool that helps them to expand creativity. The social media provides platforms for teenagers to express and develop their talents. The social media has benefited teenagers in this way, as they have expanded creativity and expressed their talents through different platforms. In addition, children under 18 years should have access to social media because the social media prepares them for a successful employment. A teenager who is already familiar with apps such as LinkedIn and other professional sites will not find it difficult in job hunting in the future. With the use of these interaction sites, they would get wind of job offers early, thereby not being a victim of unemployment in the society. Also, children under 18 years should have access to social media because it prepares them, provides them with business opportunities, as teenagers could make passive income online without being employed and by just doing surveys on different sites such as Swagbucks, Inbox Dollars, and Alienworld. With this reasonable point of mind, I know I've been able to convince you that children under 18 years should have access to social media. Thank you.
Kingsley Okorie there. Well done. And thank you. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, it'll be time for their second round. You're listening to I Beg to Differ on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Kingsley Okorie is our number 8 seed. He's 15. He's in SS2 at Awori at Jeremy Senior Secondary, Senior Grammar School. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, S Ezekwesili on all social media platforms. Don't go away.
The debaters are ready.
My name is Adichie Bra.
My name is Anna Rabo.
My name is Brian McClemens.
My name is Ola Princess.
The panel of judges are ready. The judges have decided. The prize money is ready. 1 million naira. There's only one question left, Lagos. Are you, the audience, ready? It's the August edition of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament.
In my research, Nigeria has set out an increasing number of skilled workers.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Join me from August 8th as the best student debaters go head to head.
There are different safety measures that Okada riders do flaunt.
Weekdays at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is supported by Webster University, RLG Communications, obiwizi.com, Booker Hot, and Storm Body Spray.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Time now for the rebuttal round. We'll start with the motion opposer, Kingsley Okorie. Your 2 minutes start now.
Good everyone. Standing on existing protocols, I'm here to rebut the points given by my opponent. He said we feel inferior to our online friends whenever we use the social media. Meanwhile, the social media provides a platform for people who feel inferior or have low self-esteem to make live videos with millions of people watching them and without feeling afraid. I am sure even my co-debater uses the social media. The social media aids academic works, as children could make research online. According to the Journal of Computer Mediated Communications, the study shows that social media users are 63% less likely to experience any form of psychological distress, which includes anxiety and depression. Meanwhile, my opponent said that using the social media has made most students become depressed. This is obviously a false point. The social media aids academic learning. Children can access good sites on the social media, as there are content there that motivates, encourage, and educate them. Most of this content helps them in their academics and helps them also in every areas of their life. Even though my opponent said that children could go online and then access pornographic materials. With this reasonable point of mind, I know and I still stand on my ground that children under 18 years should have access to social media. Thank you.
Thank you, Kingsley Okorie. You had 40 seconds left. You could have used it all. The time is important in these things. You have to use all your time. His opposer is 12 in year 8 at Bijamik Private School. He's a veteran of I Beg to Differ. Ebule Timothy Chukwuebuka, your 2 minutes start now.
Thank you. Firstly, you said that social media provides content that motivates. I agree with this, but don't forget that while reading books, you get motivated. Going to church, you get motivated. You also get motivated in your school. Isn't it better you get motivated from a safer environment than to go to social media where it's not really safe? Also, you talked about people getting entertained from social media. I also agree with this, but what kind of entertainment do they get? If people want to be entertained, they can simply watch a football match on their TV or go to where they normally play football match to get entertained. Like I said before, it's better they get entertained from a safer environment than go to social media where it's not really safe. Also, you talked about e-learning. I agree with this, but don't forget that education has been going on right before social media came into existence. Besides, if they want to find answers to educational questions, they can simply read books, like I've said before. Books are there where they can get the answers from. They also have textbooks that are there. They can flip the pages and check answers. Online, when you're searching on a page, where something might pop up and that page will wipe away. Also, you talked about expanded creativity, that they get creativity from social media. I also agree with this, but how many children have access to social media? How many of them use this to get creative? It's better... Some children get better creativity from schools. They teach creative art in school. They can get creative from there. For them to go online, social media, where they might be doing something else instead of being creative. Also, you talked about prepare them for job. I agree with this. But like I've said before, many children have opportunities to get social media and learn job skills. But how many of them actually use this social media to learn job skills? Most of them use it to watch different things instead of do the main thing that they were using, that they were giving social media to do for, to use. Lastly, you talked about business opportunities. Again, I agree with this, but you don't only see business opportunities on social media. There are business opportunities everywhere. Like, there can be... Thank you.
A bullet, Timothy Chukwuebuka. Well done. Great work. Timothy, you have improved so much. Your rebuttal style has improved so much. I feel like every time we meet you, there's an improvement, there's an upgrade. So well done. Let's give him another round of applause. Good job.
Thank you, man.
All right, Lagos, we'll take another break. Yes, we'll take another break. When we come back from this break, let's find out if there's a tie or if we have a clear winner. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. You're listening to the best student debaters in Lagos battle it out for a spot in the quarterfinals. If they make it to the quarterfinals, they'll battle again for a spot in semis. If they make it to the semis, they'll battle for the final. And then one of them will go home with 1 million naira. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Nigeria Info 99.3. Don't go away.
Hey, Ben, Mr. Study Abroad, welcome back.
Thanks, Monet. I missed Accra, but I'll never forget the canals of the Netherlands and beautiful St. Louis in the U.S. I really feel like a global citizen.
That's the Webster Advantage, a quality American degree, small class sizes, top-notch campus facilities, and the chance to spend up to a school year in the U.S., Europe, or Asia.
Apply now to become a Webster University student for undergraduate studies or to pursue a master's program.
Call 0912-237-4818 and visit webster.edu.gh today.
All right, we've got the results in. The judges have made a choice, and there is no tie. There is no tie. There's an obvious winner. All right, let's take a look at the scores then. In the presentation round, Ebule Timothy Chukwuebuka scored 61. Okorie Kingsley scored 40. For presentation style, Kingsley and Timothy tie at 20. In the rebuttal round, Timothy scored 29. Kingsley scored 23. For rebuttal style, Timothy and Kingsley both tie at 23. And with a total of 133 to 106, Ebule Timothy Chukwuebuka moves on to the quarterfinals. Well done. Kingsley, I would love to see you again. Make sure you apply for the very next edition. In fact, I'll send you an email personally saying to you, auditions have started, you have to audition. And please note that you were our number 8 seed. That means that out of the 300 people who applied, over 300 people who applied, you were in the top 10%. So well done. Thank you for coming. And congratulations to both of you. You can leave the studio. Don't forget to pick up your meals downstairs from Buka Hut. Well done. All right, Timothy, congratulations. We'll see you next week. We'll send you your topic so that you can get ready. We'll send it to you by Thursday, Lagos. That's it. Our two debates for the day. The third round of 16 matches will come tomorrow. Tomorrow from 4 o'clock, as always, you're going to hear from four more debaters in two rounds. And they will also join Ebule Timothy, Stephanie Ame, Praise Onuchi, and our other debater who won from yesterday as well. I am talking about the very fire gentleman that we met yesterday. I'm trying to remember his name now. Fabian. Yes, Fabian Chibundu was our very first winner of the round of 16 matches. Okay, let's take your thoughts. 0700-993-993-993. 01465-7190. Swam Titus Derek, who says, I will make a good judge. I guess he called it for Timothy. Uchela from Lakowe says, Sandra, I love the way you pronounce 1 million naira. Okay. Uche from Aja says, awesome performance there by Clement. I wish him all the best. Let's come to the phone lines. We've got 5 minutes, so let's try and take five calls, one minute each. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name? Oh, that's unfortunate. Call back if you can. Hello, good evening.
Hi, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening.
This is brilliant. I'm calling from Ayobo. I am super proud of Timothy. I am so proud of that guy.
Yeah.
Like, I was all smiles while he was talking. I had to clap for him when he was done. Like, I'm so proud of him. Well done. Good job, Sandra. Good job. Great work. I'm super proud of that guy.
Yeah.
I'm proud of him.
Yeah. Thank you for calling, Prudence. 99.3. Hello.
Yeah. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
Good evening. This is Jeffrey from Bedlocky.
Jeffrey, welcome.
Yeah, the debate was wonderful. Just wonderful.
Yeah.
I think Timothy was outstanding. It was a very outstanding performance by him.
Yeah, it was. It really was.
And I think he has a chance at winning it.
This time around, you think so?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll see. We'll see.
Okay.
Let's see. Thank you, Jeffrey, for calling. We'll see. I mean, you've not met our debaters from tomorrow or our debaters from Thursday, so it may be too soon to call it. And, you know, he does have that quarterfinals drama. He's always getting knocked out in the quarterfinals. So we'll see how it goes. 99.3, hello.
Alexander, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
Yeah, this is Rita from Badoo.
Welcome, Rita from Badoo.
In fact, Sandra, I'm so proud of Timothy.
Aww.
I mean, okay. Every time you come, Sandra, you just come with surprises.
Yeah.
Seriously. So I give him kudos. You should just go forward. He will do well in the debate this year.
I hope so. Thank you very much. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Hello, Sandra.
How are you? What's your name?
My name is Mirabel, coming from Mukoto.
Mirabel, welcome.
Okay, Sandra, I really enjoyed the first debate. So Stephanie, yay! Like, I'm in front. When I first said Brian was like, this guy. So when I heard Stephanie, I mean, like, only take God for Clement to win Stephanie. Like, that gets very hot. And the second one, what is his name? Ebule Timothy. The topic was against me. Yes, he found a way to convince me. Like, how will you tell me that? He tried on that 18, but he still managed to convince me.
Yeah,
all of them are good.
Yeah,
just all of them.
Thank you very much for calling. You know, the interesting thing, I really liked Kingsley. I really, really liked him. I love the way he talks. I love the way he presents. I really, really like him. I just wish that he did more with his rebuttal rounds. But also, Timothy came out swinging during the presentation round. You know, he came out swinging. So it was a really hard-fought debate, both of them. And if Clement had done better with his rebuttals, he would have won Stephanie. His presentation round was brilliant. It was fantastic. It was better than Stephanie's. But his rebuttal was just... you know, and that's what cost him that match. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling, sir. What's your name? Oh, that's unfortunate. 99.3, hello.
Hello. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon.
I'm grandmother. So I'm good. Gloria.
Oh.
I'm good to do. Those children, all of them are best.
They are.
I'm so excited.
I know.
I pray all of them. God will carry them higher and higher.
Amen.
Especially Timothy.
Mm.
Oh, I wish to see them. Oh, Sandra, I'm on top of them.
Aww.
I can't walk. If not so, I would have come to Nigeria from tomorrow to come and see them. Grandma Gloria from Sangotado.
Thank you, Grandma Gloria, for calling us. All right, let's wrap up with messages on social media. Oh my gosh, I had to take my radio inside bathroom. See me shouting and dancing. Ebule Timothy, we stand. I wish the other guy the best. Blessing from Ikorodu with that message. Kenneth from Shasha says, Timothy did great, but Clement was equally as good. I'm sad that Clement left. Omotaya from Ijora says, wow, that Timothy guy just convinced me to restrict my unborn children from internet. Kudos to all your debaters. Omotayo from Ijora. Prince from Aja says, Ebule Timothy is a genius. I've never been satisfied by judges like I have been in this debate. So accurate. All right. Prince from Aja, thank you for your message. Boozy Brown says, Kingsley did well, but he was speaking more on the internet rather than social media. But Timothy was outstanding. All right, Boozy Brown. Thank you for your message. Thank you, Lagos, for participating in today's round of 16 match. Tomorrow we go again. Thursday we go for the final time. And then next week, it will be quarterfinals week. Now let's talk politics. So much is happening. There's news from Atiku's camp, news from Wike's camp, news from right here in Lagos. Let's take a look at all of it and so much more.
It's 5 o'clock.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired, are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not a